Welcome. I am Bibi McKenna, and I am an occupational therapy graduate student at the University of New Mexico. In this occupational therapy podcast, we are talking about resiliency. My guest today is Rossi Burns. She is an occupational therapist at the Albuquerque Veterans Administration Hospital and has been an occupational therapist for 10 years, specializing in mental health. When Rossi came to the VA, she was asked to do stress management classes. However, she wanted to turn the idea of stress management into something emphasizing strengths, not just managing something negative. So instead, she chose to create a program around the idea of resilience. Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Rossi, my question to you is, what is resilience?
It's a good question. When I think of resilience, I think of the old Timex watch commercial. It takes a lickin' and keeps on tickin'. Resilience is about using those protective factors in your life to help you bounce back from adversity. These are those little things that we can do daily that increase our self-esteem, our self-confidence, and help us let go of stress. Resilience helps us see and use our strengths, not just focus on shortcomings and burdens. Resilience can be learned, and that's a really good thing to know. We can build our ability to cope so we can handle it when the rug gets pulled out from under us. It helps us create life balance and helps us lead fuller lives. I'm reminded of a quote that I keep in my office, and it says, "Peace. It doesn't mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart."
Wow, that's really beautiful, to be calm in your heart. So what can we do to increase our resilience?
That's key, and we want to keep building. Think of resilience as it's a toolbox. And in the toolbox, you have different tools that are going to help you in your life. Not every tool works for every type of stress, every challenge. And maybe something works one day, but you need to pull out something else the next day. So it's good to fill up your toolbox with all sorts of strategies to cope with stress. And these tools can help us build our sense of balance, and we're less likely to be thrown off kilter for very long. So building our sense of balance, you can look at it as there are three aspects of a balanced life: self-care, productivity, and leisure.
So tell me a little bit about self-care.
Self-care, what are those things that we do to take care of ourselves? We hopefully are eating healthy meals, trying to exercise. Connections with others is very important for our sense of well-being. Taking medications appropriately, maybe doing some mindfulness, breathing exercises, Tai Chi, yoga.
And how about productivity? What does that mean?
Productivity is so important for giving us a sense of meaning, a sense of contribution. So this could be paid work. This could be volunteering, helping your neighbor or a friend. Could be going to school. It can often involve setting a goal and then following through with it.
And leisure. As adults, we don't spend a lot of time in leisure activities. Tell me a little bit more about how we can incorporate that into our lives.
It's a good question because we downplay the importance of leisure in our lives. Those are meaningful, worthwhile occupations, as we would say, or activities that give us a sense of joy, pleasure, gives us a sense of quiet recreation or active recreation. So that could be going fishing, working on crafts, photography. It could be writing in a journal, creating the next great American novel, painting, sculpting, knitting, flying a kite, spending time in a garden, building a model, going bowling, reading a good book.
Rossi, those are great ideas, and there are quite a lot of them. Is it difficult to build resiliency into your life?
You know, it can be something as simple as setting one goal for the next day. Tomorrow I will get out of bed and make breakfast. Or tomorrow at 10 o'clock I'm going to take my children to the zoo. Or I'm going to walk in the park for a half hour. It's important to set a goal and then follow through with it, because this builds self-confidence, which in turn builds resilience, and this can recharge you.
Rossi, how can resiliency help us avoid the things that could be compromising to our health and well-being?
Another really good question. I think that it helps us resist triggers to drink, to use. It can give us the ability to sort of self-regulate when we're starting to get too angry or too fearful or too anxious. We could maybe do a breathing exercise.
Right now? I love to do that. Would you take me through a breathing exercise?
Okay. One of the very short ones that I do, it really takes 2 minutes, and I'll just kind of give a brief introduction to it. It's called the 4-7-8 breathing technique, and it is very powerful. You can do it anywhere. You don't need any special equipment. You can do it when you're standing in line, waiting at the bank or whatever. So what you would do is you would start with an exhale through your mouth. Then you inhale for four counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. You hold your breath for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then exhale through your mouth through a count of 8. And that's it. It's that simple. You do it 4 times and you will be amazed how it can make you feel better.
I feel more relaxed actually already. I think my shoulders just went down about an inch away from my ears.
That's awesome.
So, Rossi, tell me, where can people go if they would like to get more information about resiliency, or if they're having difficulties in their life where they think resiliency would be a benefit?
So if you feel you'd like to learn more about stress management techniques, about increasing your sense of resilience, speak to your doctor, speak to a trusted medical provider, and you could perhaps get a referral to see a mental health occupational therapist or a counselor. I also want to add that if you feel that you are really in crisis, there is a crisis line available to you 24/7, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. And if you are a veteran, you press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.
Rossi, thank you for joining me here today. If our listeners would like more information on occupational therapy in general, they can also visit the New Mexico Occupational Therapy Association and the American Occupational Therapy Association websites. We have their links embedded in the KUNM webpage in which you found this podcast. Rossi, thank you for joining us today. This is such an important and timely topic.
Thank you. It's been an honor for me.